Welcome to EnviroPod, a chance to catch up with all the good things your Department of Public Works and Environmental Services does to maintain and improve the environment in Fairfax County. I'm your host, Bob DeMarco, and on this edition of the podcast, I'm speaking with Eric Forbes, Deputy Director of DPWES, and John Morrill, the Director of the Office of Environmental and Energy Coordination. Today, we'll be discussing the new solar array at the I-95 landfill complex. Eric and John, welcome to EnviroPod.
Oh, thank you, Bob.
Happy to be here.
Well, before we get talking about the solar array at the I-95 landfill complex, I know we're celebrating something important today in your industry. Tell us about that.
So thank you, Bob. Yeah, it is actually a great week to celebrate your neighborhood trash and recycling worker. It's actually National Waste and Recycling Workers Week. So please, our listeners, when you see your friendly garbage person drive by, give them a wave and appreciate what they do. Thank you, Bob.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Actually, my daughters and I, ever since they were little, we always waved to them. I was like, look at the hard work they do every morning they're out here. Well, in our case, once a week. But they're out there riding around on those trucks, and they're always so friendly and cheerful. So we will definitely give them an extra wave this week. So let's talk about this beautiful new solar array going in at the I-95 landfill complex. First of all, Eric, just explain how this was chosen as a location and when this happened.
Well, in DPWES, our mission is to create and preserve a sustainable community. And a number of years ago, I want to say 7 years ago or so, we had and we do have our I-95 landfill complex, and we have a closed portion of that site that is prime for this type of facility. So back then it was discussed, can we do a feasibility and take a look at whether or not this could be a solar field to provide beneficial energy, green energy for us in the county at this location? And so back then it started, and there was a great opportunity there because of the way the land is positioned in terms of the sun. And also for this use, it's a great application to basically set up a brownfield site with a beneficial use.
What is a brown site?
So it's a site in this case where municipal solid waste was buried over time as the landfill. And essentially it's not a green space where it's land that hasn't been disturbed from a process like landfilling or some other industry. So this was really a great opportunity for us to use this land in particular where we didn't have other plans for it for a solar array.
Well, what is the scope of this project? Give us some specs.
So it's pretty interesting. So we have the Solar Freedom Bill that allows us to do virtual net metering here at this facility in particular. And it's a 5-megawatt facility. That's a lot of panels compared to what we see across the community and rooftops. So it's a small utility scale project. And what it allows us to do is take that energy that's generated and apply it to our crediting of our Dominion bill, essentially, that we pay for county accounts. So essentially offsetting the cost with Dominion, and we pay our provider, our partner in this case for this project is Madison Energy Infrastructure, who is actually building the solar array.
John, when this project is completed, how much energy will this solar array generate? And give us some sort of real world example of how much that is.
Sure, Bob. And by the way, we're just going into groundbreaking. But when it's completed, it'll generate about 10 million kilowatt hours of electricity, which is enough power to satisfy about 1,000 homes over the course of a year. So 10 million kilowatt hours each year. And that is a significant, substantial solar site. The county's been putting money into putting solar on rooftops, and we've got about a dozen solar systems already working today on county buildings, but this installation will be larger than all of those dozen put together.
Wow. I was just on top of the Monument Garage doing some shooting up there for Channel 16 and looking at the solar array up there, and it's, you know, considerably smaller compared to what's going in at the I-95 landfill complex, but it's still efficient enough that it can be, they can be funneling energy back into the community from that. So I guess a lot of people like myself who don't understand much about solar energy might ask, what about on a day where it's cloudy? Are you still getting developing energy from that kind of a day?
Yes. Solar panels today are very efficient. And so even with cloudy days and limited direct sunlight, they're still capturing and absorbing the electrons from the sun and creating electricity. The panels that the vendor Madison Energy is using are extremely efficient and even have, they're called bifacial. So they even collect reflected energy on the backside. Oh. And so that's what allows this system to generate so much power.
That's amazing. So energy that's coming off the ground on a sunny day or any other kind of day is still getting absorbed.
Right. Reflected sunlight.
Massively efficient. So how was this project funded? What kind of partnerships are we talking about?
So it's actually within the county, it's funded through a PPA or basically an agreement with Madison where they pay for the construction and installation of the project. And then the county pays for the electrons that are produced to Madison over time. And it's a 30-year contract, public-private partnership, essentially, with Madison. So for the county's investment in terms of capital for construction, there's none. Now we are leasing the land to Madison Energy from the landfill. And of course, there's staff time in us ramping up to this project and making sure everything met the needs of the landfill in terms of the site itself and how this facility could be built on our facility. But not a large investment in terms of capital from the county at this point. We would essentially pay for the project over time through the purchase of those electrons. And keep in mind, Bob, we actually get a credit back from our true energy provider, Dominion, to offset that cost that we're paying for Madison. So essentially, we're paying for energy that we're going to be using at a fixed rate for the next 30 years with this contract.
Seems like a pretty amazing way to make use of a space that has been used for solid waste management. Is this a common thing, John? Is this being done everywhere? It seems like a low-hanging fruit.
Well, thanks, Bob. The concept of a power purchase agreement is common. But what was unique about this system at the landfill is once the county identified that it was feasible and wanted to pursue the landfill project, the Fairfax delegation to the General Assembly worked on the Solar Freedom Bill and created the authority for the county to get this credit from Dominion because the landfill itself doesn't require much power. So all the power that's generated from this solar system will just go up to the electric grid. And so then in order for the county to actually get credit for it, we had to come to agreement with Dominion for them to give us the credit, and the legislation that the county's General Assembly delegation wrote provides that exact mechanism.
Do you think that this will be a more common energy strategy moving forward, whether in our municipality or in others, making use of space that might be going unused?
It's possible, but I do want to point out that the legislation was very specific to Fairfax County. And so there are other mechanisms that the county could pursue for putting, for example, large solar on other garages and getting partial credit to other accounts for the excess amount that it generates. But the legislation was really critical to enabling a project of this size and with the financial benefit that this will provide.
What are the projected energy cost savings of the I-95 landfill solar array?
So in our analysis, it's over a 30-year contract period for the power purchase agreement, and it's over $12.5 million projected savings in terms of the credits. As the cost of energy increases every year, we can forecast how much this is going to save us over that time period. And so, yeah, it's pretty substantial in terms of the cost avoidance, I would say, into the future for energy.
And what about the environmental impact, John? How do you expect this to reduce carbon dioxide emissions?
Well, this will produce clean, renewable electricity from the sun, and it goes directly into the electric grid. And so the power producers, Dominion and other independent power producers who are using gas generators and other means of creating power for the grid, they don't have to work so hard. They don't have to they won't have to make the 10 million kilowatt hours a year that this system produces. And so this system helps reduce the emissions from utility power plants, and which helps people's air quality, and it also reduces the greenhouse gas emissions that are associated with burning fossil fuels.
Seems like a great way to take advantage of the acreage we have in this large county. What energy companies are involved in? You told us about Madison. They're involved in creating it. How is it going to be distributed? Who are the companies that are distributing this energy?
So it's Dominion Power Company, who serves our community with electricity. They're actually our partner in terms of the interconnection of this system to their grid. So they're responsible for distribution and then ultimately helping us with accrediting, as John was speaking about, with that solar freedom legislation. So Dominion was a key partner in this and then how we were able to get the project to groundbreaking where we're at right now.
So how does this benefit the county itself, county operations?
Well, the county has, the Board of Supervisors has a goal for the county to use 50% of its electricity from renewable energy sources by the year 2040. This project goes a long way toward fulfilling that goal. In addition, the economic savings that Eric mentioned, the estimated $12 million net savings over 30 years will certainly benefit the county and ultimately taxpayers.
Well, since I have you here, what are some of the other ways that you expect that 50% will be made up between now and 2040?
Well, we'll continue to deploy solar on county facilities, and we're also beginning to look into some other innovative power purchase agreements with even larger systems, not necessarily in Fairfax County, but we're looking for to procure additional utility scale renewable energy. And so there are many different aspects, many different ways to pursue renewable electricity. This landfill is certainly landfill project is a major milestone on that path, and we'll continue to work on it.
Just having this conversation with the two of you puts in sharp relief how little I know about renewable energy. It's pretty amazing, but also complex in how it all goes together, and maybe even in how it comes down to me as a resident of Fairfax County or the households or businesses. How will this project ultimately benefit us?
Well, I think it goes back to reducing greenhouse gas emissions that are associated with burning fossil fuels, reducing the air quality emissions that happen from burning fossil fuels as well, and then the economic dollar savings that we're very mindful are critical to the county government and ultimately the taxpayers to whom we're accountable.
Well, I definitely want to give you gentlemen the last word. What have I not asked you that is critical for people to know?
Well, I think from the Department of Public Works and Environmental Services perspective, you know, our mission is to create and preserve the sustainable community that we live in. This project is a great example of us working hard to make sure that can happen for the long term. You know, this is a long-term project that will have lots of benefits, as John has described. We're doing the part locally in smaller areas as well. Bob, you asked about how other businesses might be able to look at this kind of project. Well, I think if you look at a smaller scale, at our Newington Collections facility, where we have collections for solid waste in the community for about 10% of the homes, we actually deployed solar panels on the roof there. And that facility is almost a net zero facility in terms of the energy being used from the grid. So we're doing great things, and that's a great example of a small model of a rooftop solar that could be deployed. There are mechanisms for the community to get information on how to do that. I think we have a solar campaign, John. Any information you want to share with that?
Sure. The county is publicizing two organizations that coordinate group purchases of solar for homes. One is called Solarize, and the other one is called Switch Together. And so the notion is homeowners can take advantage of the economies of scale of many people getting solar at the same time to lower the cost of their own installations. And of course, when you get home solar, you can get 30% tax credit. And so the county's looking to, the landfill project is a good example of the county leading by example. And then we're looking to encourage others to follow a clean electricity path. One other thing I'd like to mention is Eric has spoken of the partnerships with Madison Energy and Dominion Energy, the builder and then ultimately the creditor. I'd also like to mention that the county government has been remarkably tenacious and hardworking on this project, in that the idea was bandied about 7 years ago, and between the Public Works Department and our Office of Energy and Environmental Coordination, but also groups like at the County Attorney's Office and Department of Management and Budget, have been in countless meetings to really work through and iron out all the details that need to come together. So I think this project has been a remarkable team effort for the county government coming to fruition.
Well, as a resident, I think I can say that I really appreciate how hard DPWES and the Office of Environmental and Energy Coordination work to make things better here. I'm a resident, and I can see what your efforts do. So thank you both very much.
Thanks for having us, Bob.
Yeah, Bob, appreciate the time. Thank you.
And thank you for listening to EnviroPod. If you want to get more information on the Fairfax County Department of Public Works and Environmental Services and all that it does, go to fairfaxcounty.gov/publicworks or call 703-324-5033, weekdays between 8 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Thanks again for joining us on EnviroPod, which is produced by the Fairfax County, Virginia government.